Upon Osceola Marsh State Beach, California, Ron Howard has been monitoring Echo of Hope.
This is Mitch Easter of Sneakers, and you're listening to 90.7 FM WGXC Accra.
Got questions about technology, cybersecurity? Whether it's a remote car starter or jellyfish, try your luck at stumping our panel on the Thingularity radio program. Just send your questions to CatskillMakersInfo@gmail.com. That is CatskillMakersInfo@gmail.com. And one of our many interns will be electroshocked into inducing an answer for your listening pleasure. Listen to the Thingularity radio program every first Thursday of each month at 7 p.m. on WGXC 90.7 FM or anytime at WGXC.org.
The Catskill Town Board meets every first Tuesday of the month at 6:30 p.m. at the Catskill Town Hall and holds a committee meeting the third Wednesday of the month at 6:30 p.m. You can turn out in person at the Catskill Town Hall to speak at these meetings or tune in to a live web stream through the Catskill Town Board and WGXC. Go to wgxc.org/listen or click on the listen button at wgxc.org to tune in to any of the Catskill Town Board meetings, the first Tuesday of the month at 6:30 p.m. and the third Wednesday of the month at 6:30 p.m. at wgxc.org and townofcatskillny.gov.
WGXC underwriting support is provided in part by Sun Common, supporting vibrant communities across New York for over 15 years, offering custom solar installations for homes, farms, and businesses. Information at suncommon.com.
WGXC is made possible in part by the generous ongoing support of Marcus DeGrazia Acupuncture of Austerlitz, New York. WGXC's sustaining supporters are among the station's most dedicated listeners. They care deeply about Creative Community Radio, and their investment helps to sustain WGXC as a public platform for information, experimentation, and engagement in Greene and Columbia counties. Become a WGXC sustaining supporter today. Go to wgxc.org and click donate. Thank you for your support.
We love Roll Call, y'all. Boogie Down Productions, Rob Bass, Dana Dane, Molly Marr, Olatunji, Chuck D, Ray Charles, EPMD, EU, Alberta Hunter, Run DMC, Stetsasonic, Sugar Bear, John Coltrane, Big Daddy Kane, Salt and Pepper, Luther Vandross, McCoy Tyner, Biz Markie, New Edition, Otis Redding, Anita Baker, Thelonious Monk, Marcus Miller, Branford Marcellus, James Brown, Wayne Shorter, Tracy Chapman, Miles Davis, Force MDs, Oliver Nelson, Fred Wesley, Maceo, Janet Jackson, Louis Armstrong, Duke Ellington, Jimmy Jam, Terry Lewis, George Clinton, Count Basie, M. Toomey, Stevie Wonder, Bobby McFerrin, Dexter Gordon, Sam Cooke, Parliament Funkadelic, Al Jarreau, Teddy Pendergrass, Joe Williams, Wynton Marsalis, Phyllis Hyman, Sade, Sarah Vaughan, Roland Kirk, Keith Sweat, Cool Moe Dee, Prince, Ella Fitzgerald, Diana Reeves, Aretha Franklin, Bob Marley, Bessie Smith, Whitney Houston, Dionne Warwick, Steel Pulse, Little Richard, Mahalia Jackson, Jackie Wilson, Cannonball and Nat Adderley, Quincy Jones, Marvin Gaye, Charles Mingus, and Mary Lou Williams. We want to thank you all for making our lives just a little brighter here on We Love Radio.
From the WGXC Newsroom, this is the WGXC News Update. Diane Baldwin reports in the Upstater that Columbia Memorial Health Copag Rapid Care Center at 283 Mountain View Road may reopen. Copag Town Supervisor Jeanne Mettler said at an October 12th meeting that what was the only medical care facility in southeastern Columbia County would reopen in January. The facility has been closed for almost a year, with officials citing problems staffing the center and financial issues. Officials in Copag, Hillsdale, Ancram, Gallatin, and Taconic have asked for the facility to reopen. Officials from those towns met with hospital officials, saying that their residents would be forced to travel 30 minutes or more to Hudson, Great Barrington, Massachusetts, or Sharon, Connecticut. And in another development, Columbia Memorial Health spokesperson William Van Slyke said, and I quote, "The CMH Foundation is now accepting donations specifically to support COPEG Rapid Care Services. Any donors wishing to contribute can simply indicate in their memo section of their check that the funds are for COPEG Rapid Care, and anyone donating online will find a drop box on the donation page that identifies the COPEG Rapid Care Center." End quote. Read more about this story in the Upstater. Molly Burke reports that Governor Kathy Hochul signed bills on October 25th strengthening rights of owners of manufactured and modular homes. Hochul said the homes are a, and I quote, "key source of affordable housing," end quote, in New York. Hochul said, and I quote, "The legislative package is our state's latest tool to support New Yorkers in manufactured home parks, a key source of affordable housing in our state. I thank the bill's sponsors for their partnership in supporting this critical path to affordable home ownership for countless New York families," end quote. One bill strengthens the right of first refusal for owners of manufactured homes. Another bill authorizes mortgages and mortgage pool insurance for modular and manufactured homes. Read more about this story in the Times Union. Bill Mitchell reports for News 10 that police around the state are increasing patrols on Halloween weekend. The holiday is Tuesday, with many public and private events over the weekend. Law enforcement officials will set up sobriety checkpoints and DWI patrols and will be also on the lookout for motorists using their phones while driving. In 2022, New York State Police issued 11,601 tickets around the Halloween holiday and arrested 189 people for DWI. State troopers also responded to over 1,000 accidents statewide, including 3 fatalities. Police also remind drivers that small children will be out looking for candy this weekend, crossing streets and on sidewalks. Read more about this story at the News 10 website. And that wraps up the WGXC News Update. You can visit our website at WGXC.org for local weather updates, public meetings, a community calendar, or COVID-19 updates. And while you're there, please click on the donate button to become a WGXC sustaining supporter or make a one-time donation. From the WGXC Newsroom, I'm Philip Grant. Have a good day and a nice weekend.
Israel's collective punishment of Gaza must end. I'm Amy Goodman, host of Democracy Now! With Dennis Moynihan and our weekly Breaking the Sound Barrier podcast. United Nations Secretary General Antonio Guterres addressed the UN Security Council on Tuesday, saying,
"To ease epic suffering, make the delivery of aid easier and safer, and facilitate the release of hostages, I reiterate my appeal for an immediate humanitarian ceasefire."
Guterres went on to criticize Israel's siege and bombardment of Gaza in retaliation for the October 7th attack by Hamas, which killed over 1,300 Israelis.
"It is important to also recognize the attacks by Hamas did not happen in a vacuum. The Palestinian people have been subjected to 56 years of suffocating occupation. They have seen their land steadily devoured by settlements and plagued by violence, their economy stifled, their people displaced, and their homes demolished. Their hopes for a political solution to their plight have been vanishing. But the grievances of the Palestinian people cannot justify the appalling attacks by Hamas, and those appalling attacks cannot justify the collective punishment of the Palestinian people."
Israel's UN ambassador demanded Guterres' resignation, adding, "We will refuse to issue visas to UN representatives to teach them a lesson," he said. The U.S. presented a Security Council resolution for a humanitarian pause in Gaza, which Russia and China vetoed, saying it did not go far enough. Russia countered with a full ceasefire resolution that the U.S. and U.K. vetoed. Meanwhile, the death toll in Gaza continues to climb, with at least 7,000 Palestinians killed since October 7th, including nearly 3,000 children, according to Gaza's health ministry. The Israeli military and armed settlers have also killed more than 100 Palestinians in the occupied West Bank since October 7th, adding to the record number of Palestinians killed in the West Bank this year. Israel has held the Gaza Strip under a devastating blockade since 2006, trapping its 2.4 million residents in what's arguably the world's largest open-air prison. Israel limits the delivery of food, fuel, water, and medicine, and imposes apartheid controls on who can enter and leave. The current complete shutoff of life-sustaining supplies that Israel imposed on October 7th, compounded by the relentless airstrikes, has created what Philippe Lazzarini, Commissioner General of UNRWA, the United Nations Palestinian Relief Agency, describes as hell on earth. He writes, "Entire neighborhoods are being flattened over the heads of civilians," unquote. Among those killed were the wife, daughter, and son of Al Jazeera Arabic's Gaza bureau chief, Wael al-Dadu, called by many the voice of Gaza. They were killed in the south of Gaza in an Israeli airstrike.
Wael, like many of us, like thousands of Palestinians who got the order to evacuate from the north and from Gaza City to the south, heeded that order and moved his family to the south, to Nusayrat refugee camp.
Al Jazeera correspondent Yumna El-Sayed said on the Democracy Now! NewsHour the day after the airstrike.
When we say there's no safe place in Gaza, we're not lying. We're not being biased. We're not exaggerating. The north, Gaza City, and the south, they're all just the same in terms of bombardment, in terms of targeting, and in all the life conditions. It doesn't mean that they're asking people to go to the south because there is a better life condition in the south. There's water in the south, or for example, there's electricity, or there's drinking water that you can buy, or you can find bread easily. I just want to ask one question. Why did they ask us to go to the south?
Oxfam's Middle East regional director, Saleh Abi Khalil, said in a statement, "The situation is nothing short of horrific. Where is humanity? Millions of civilians are being collectively punished in full view of the world. There can be no justification for using starvation as a weapon of war," she said. Gaza's healthcare infrastructure is on the brink of collapse. Dr. Hassam Abu Safia, the head of pediatrics at Kamal Adwan Hospital in northern Gaza, told Al Jazeera, quote, "We're overwhelmed with dozens of wounded, dying, and dead children coming in. The pace of strikes is escalating, and our supplies are near depletion. When the fuel runs out tomorrow, this hospital will rapidly become a mass grave," unquote. Dr. Mohammed Abu Salmiya, the director of Al-Shifa Hospital, Gaza's largest hospital, likened expected deaths of patients dependent on electricity for respirators or dialysis machines to, quote, "premeditated murder," unquote. On Wednesday, in a White House Rose Garden speech, President Joe Biden questioned the reported numbers of Palestinians killed in Gaza.
"I have no notion that the Palestinians are telling the truth about how many people are killed. I'm sure innocents have been killed, and it's the price of waging a war."
Last February, months before the October 7th Hamas attack, Haaretz, one of Israel's most influential newspapers, published an editorial referring to the collective punishment that followed sporadic attacks on Israeli citizens by Palestinians. They wrote, "Laws that permit Israel to violate international law and the laws of occupation will not only fail to thwart terrorism, but will drag Israel to the defendant's dock of the international community," unquote. Israel's collective punishment of Palestinians is nothing new. But this latest siege of Gaza, described by Israeli Holocaust historian Raz Siegel as a textbook case of genocide, must stop now. I'm Amy Goodman with Dennis Moynihan.
And now, here is your WGXE Weekend Weather Report. On Sunday, there will be a chance of showers before 11 a.m., then rain, mainly after 11 a.m. The temperature high will be around 49 degrees and a north wind around 7 miles an hour becoming east in the afternoon. On Sunday night, there will be rain before 2 a.m., then showers after 2 a.m. The temperature low will be around 47 degrees. And on Monday, showers mainly before 2 p.m., and the temperature high will be near 51 degrees. And that is your weekend weather report from WGXE, 90.7 FM, radio for open ears, in Greene and Columbia County.
Probando.
Uno, uno.
Dos.
Tres.
Cuatro.
Bienvenidos a nuestro programa Las Brujas Bilingües.
Ajá, aquí estamos con mi amigota del alma.
Oh, I got bigger.
Ajá, más.
I'm a big friend.
Sí, sí.
Ajá. Sí, estoy la pelirroja, peligrosa, picosa, pecosita, perdadora. ¿Cómo se dice?
Hoy, pedorra. Ella
pedora. Es pedora. Ok, got it.
Porque tiene la vitamina P.
Dos.
Dos.
Sí. Ajá. Y yo estoy aquí con mi amiga del alma, mi amiguita. Ella está teeny tiny.
Oh, yo estoy chiquita.
Chiquitine.
Ajá.
Ella es Gloria la Mexicana.
Ajá.
Y me encanta con ella.
Oh.
I'm obsessed.
Oh,
with Gloria.
Mm-hmm.
Sí, estamos en nuestro programa y cada programa tenemos un poco reglas.
Sí.
So cada segmento tiene un tema. We have a theme, a dedication for every episode.
Sí.
Y for este episodio, obviously especial.
Sí, este programa es muy especial porque es dedicado a la luna.
My favorite.
Ajá.
Sí. Y esta es importante para brujas.
Oh,
también.
La luna.
Tenemos mucha. We have a lot of connection with
sí,
the moon.
Con la luna.
Y también la luna. Tenemos dos eclipses para esta mes.
Ajá.
Esta mes está especial.
Sí, especial con los eclipses.
Yeah, there's two eclipse. There was a solar eclipse, but I think in 2 weeks, in the beginning of November, es una eclipse de la luna. Sí. So la luna va, it's gonna go, but don't worry, it's gonna come back.
Oh, sí.
It always comes back.
Yeah. Sí.
Me gusta la luna.
Sí.
Do te gusta más when it's like a full moon, or you like when it's kind of like a crescent shape, or diferentes shapes, ¿qué te gusta más?
Me gusta cuando está media luna.
Media luna.
Media.
Half, half, half.
Half, half.
You like the
sí,
half.
Sí.
Me gusta la
no
full.
No me gusta full porque no.
¿No?
No.
¿Tiene miedo?
Tengo miedo y
no.
Pasa muchas cosas con la luna llena. Entonces,
it's
no.
So beautiful. Yo me gusta.
Sí, porque
it's so bright.
Es bruja vampira.
Yeah. Sí. But, sí, estoy vampira y estoy bruja y estoy luna y estoy
todo.
Sol.
Todo. Sí.
Y tenemos canciones para la luna.
Oh, muy bonita canción.
Sí, uh-huh. There's so many songs uh-huh. about the moon with mm-hmm. the word moon. Mm-hmm. It was we had to choose.
Sí,
we couldn't play them all.
Ajá. Y con esta canción no necesitamos nada.
No.
Nada más tú y yo y la luna.
Oh, sí. Esta canción se llama Tú y Yo y la Luna.
Ajá.
Me and You and the Moon.
Ajá.
De El Chapo de Sinaloa.
Ajá, arriba el Chapo.
Oh. Y vamos a escuchar.
Vamos a escuchar esta bonita canción.
Ok, ya. Yeah.
Ajá.
Abrir los labios de tu noche para volver a dormir bajo el sabor de tu entrega. Anoche en tu cama éramos tres y tú lucías tan bella. Qué cosas hicimos, fue tan genial y hermosa nuestra entrega. Sentí tu saliva derramada en mi pecho desnudo. Nos dijimos palabras que salieron de lo más profundo. Se enchinó hasta la piel de la gran sensación que sentíamos dentro. Anoche en tu cama éramos tres al mismo tiempo. Quiero de nuevo sentir tu cuerpo vibrar bajo la luz de la luna llena. Tu silueta alumbró metiéndose entre los dos. Aquella noche que fue tan bella, volvamos a repetir de esa manera especial nuestra primera experiencia. Que no nos quede la duda, anoche en tu cama éramos tres, tú, yo y la luna. Silueta alumbró metiéndose entre los dos. Aquella noche que fue tan bella, volvamos a repetir de esa manera especial nuestra primera experiencia. Que no nos quede la duda, anoche en tu cama éramos tres, tú, yo y la luna.
Esta canción está Tú, Yo y la Luna.
Ajá.
Me, You and the Moon.
Ajá. No necesitamos más.
No, just me and you and the moon.
Ajá.
That's all I need.
Uh-huh.
Está bonita.
Muy bonita y muy romántica.
Sí.
Entonces ya sabe, no necesita mucho.
Y también para este segmento we have some special guests.
Ajá.
Y vamos a introduce them.
Uh-huh.
So, I can't believe it. We really worked some brujería sí. for this guest, porque aquí en la estudio we have La Luna.
La Luna. Ajá, aquí está La Luna.
Hola.
Oh. Oh.
Estoy La Luna.
Oh. Sí. I thought you left, but you came back.
Sí, sí.
Always.
Always.
She always comes back.
Siempre.
Siempre yeah. La Luna sí, regresa. Sí.
¿Cómo sí. está en el cielo? How's it in the sky right now?
It's okay. Yeah.
It's okay.
Ahora en la día es aburrido,
yeah.
pero en la noche...
It's party time.
Muy divertido, mm. sí, sí, sí.
She gets bored
fiesta.
In the day. But el sol doesn't
noche.
Entertain you.
El sol...
También tenemos el sol en el estudio.
Hi.
We have the sun.
El sol también.
Hey.
Hey.
I was able to tag along with my coworker, the moon. You know, kind of see what happens on that side of time.
And how is it?
I'm learning a lot. I'm really learning a lot.
That's beautiful. That's beautiful. Y sí, we're so lucky to have the moon and the sun.
Sí, tenemos
they
todo.
Work together so Ajá, well. It's amazing.
Sí, estamos todos aquí. Sí. La luna, el sol.
Gracias.
Y gracias para ustedes.
No, gracias al sol no. y la luna.
Yeah, we would not be able to live without you, moon Ajá. and sun. Gracias sí. para todo.
We're two peas in a pod.
Exactly.
Sí. Uh-huh.
Two peas in the sky.
Two peas in the sky.
In the same sky. Tenemos otra canción también para la luna. Uh-huh. This one's for you, Moon.
Gracias.
Ay.
Mis brujas.
Ajá. Y esta luna es muy romántica.
Oh. Sí, siempre.
Sí.
Yeah. Uh-huh. She's a hopeless romantic.
Me uh-huh. encanta la música romántica.
Uh-huh.
Oh, now you know.
Oh,
now
sí,
you
sí,
know.
Sí, sí.
Uh-huh. Straight from the moon's mouth.
Uh-huh.
Okay, so tenemos una canción from one of our favorite singers, uh-huh. La Rosalía.
Uh-huh.
Encanta con La Rosalía.
Sí.
Y esta canción se llama Que no salga la luna.
Que no salga.
What does that mean?
Que la luna no salga.
Salga is like salir, to leave.
Ajá. No, que no salga, que no go out.
Don't go out.
Ajá, pobre okay. luna.
Pobre luna.
Adentro, luna, por favor.
Yeah, stay here. Please stay here. Okay, vamos a escuchar. ¿Ya?
Vamos.
Okay. Esta es... Que no salga la luna de Rosalía.
Que no salga.
Suerte la que yo tuve el día que la encontré, la señala y todo a punta de navaja, prima sobre la pared, la señala y todo a punta de navaja, prima sobre la cuando le di el anillo. Brillaban sus sacai. Si hay alguien que aquí se oponga, que no levante la voz.
Que no lo escuche la novia.
¿Cómo brilla? Madre mía, qué guapo. Diamantes, así que con diamante me gusta.
Qué bonita está mi novia.
Clava de plata.
Esta canción está Que No Salga La Luna de Rosalía. Uh-huh. Please don't go.
Please don't.
Please no. Stay. Luna.
Que no salga la luna.